Gospel of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious promise, shall be faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So our prayer is that as we are here, that the Lord will open the door of knowledge to us. You know, there is a temptation to say we have known too much, we learned too much. You know, but as I read this scripture, you know, if you just take time and study where knowledge is mentioned, is always mentioned severally in that scripture. I said that if you have these things, which knowledge is part of, and if we have the knowledge, there is something that knowledge helps us to achieve in God. And we can never, you know, stop learning, because the more we learn, you know, there is the word that the brother or the vessel is speaking, but there is another word that God will begin to open those words unto you. That is what begins to produce fruit. So our prayer this morning is that, you know, that spiritual revelation, as the words are coming out, you know, God should give us a revelation of this word, so that we might have that knowledge that will produce fruit. Because so that if you have these things, you will never be barren, and you will never be unfruitful. And that if you have them and abound in you, that you shall never fall. So let's begin to pray this morning.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray that God will give us the ability to know him in the revelation of his word. Because there is no other way you will know God but by the revelation of his word. And that is what we are here to do. Brethren, let's begin to speak that God should open the door of our hearts. The door of knowledge should be opened unto us, so that the things that we know, we might be able to receive grace from God. Because the word comes with power. You know, it comes twofold, the rhema and the logo. You know, so when you begin to receive, there is the spiritual impartation that comes with the word that you receive. And that is the one that enables you to walk in the things that you are receiving. Because God knows that if you know and you don't do, there's a judgment. So he also provides that if you know, he brings the enablement, that divine ability that comes with the word, so that you can be able to do the word, and that you will not receive the reward rather than judgment. So let's begin to pray this morning that the word will come in the folds, in the several folds that the Lord will want to release his word to us. That everything that will work to hinder the other side of this world, you know, the ability to work in them, that God should resist those spirits by himself, so that we'll be able to work in these things that we have been hearing and we are yet to hear today.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Pray for your soul. Pray for your heart. Pray for the condition of the soul right now. You know, there's a level, you know, Jesus Christ was speaking, said that there are many things I have to say unto you, but that I cannot give to you now, because you are too low. Your level is low. And, you know, there is a way our level will be today. The depth of what that God wants to give to us, he will withhold it. It will not come as it was supposed to come, because our level will not receive it. So let's begin to pray for our heart that God should lift us up, so that we'll be in a realm where, as the word is coming, it's coming unreservedly. It's coming the way it should come. You know, the vessel will not withhold, because the vessel that is bringing the word is also discerning. It's discerning the soul. It's discerning the condition of the heart. So some of the things will be too heavy to drop.
and he begins to withhold them. But they are the ones that may make us fruitful. So let's begin to pray for our conditions, you know, that our hearts should be lifted from the realms where we have been, you know, the place of the carnal, the natural, that is what has occupied the realm of church that we see today. You know, so if our heart is on that realm, the word that will come today will be withheld, will be withheld, it will be reserved. So let's pray for our hearts, brethren. As we pray for your heart, pray for the vessel that the Lord will use today. Oh, hallelujah. Scripture says that there was a time in Israel where there was no teaching priest and the law was not available. So let's begin to pray that, you know, God will release the teaching ministry today, that the priest will be able to receive the word from God and be able to relate to every level. You know, there will be no difficulty in expressing what is in the spirit by means of language, whatever it takes, whether speaking in tongues, speaking in the dialects, that God will give utterance so that it will meet the need why we are here. Pray for a sanctifying of the vessel. It's a spring, it's a conduit, it's a pipe. You know, I was fetching water in my compound this morning and I discovered that there were particles of the pipes that were done by the plumber inside the bucket. You know, so there is a way that, you know, you can take water and the water has been polluted by the vessel. So let's begin to pray that God will sanctify the vessel. Will flush the vessel, the conduit, the pipe through which he wants to bring the water this morning. That there will be no mixture. There will be no pollution. Because we know that the source is clean. Therefore, the pipes must also be clean to be able to produce the effect. Let's ask for boldness and confidence to be able to bring forth the word upon the vessel. Let's rebuke the devil on his behalf. That Satan will not stand by his right hand to resist him in any way. For it has happened before, and that is his strategy. We heard on Wednesday that the devil does not change his strategies of fight. So he may still come again to find a way to resist, standing by the right hand side. Let's bring the rebuke of God against that adversary. Oh, hallelujah. At this time, let's pray for brethren who are still on the way. Already we are late by the time we gave to God. As we are receiving forgiveness of ourselves, let's pray for our brethren that they will hasten on. And I venture some of them have received a misinformation of the time, that the God will send the Spirit of God to remind them that it is time. So that as many that are decided to come, they will come and we start. Remove every hindrance on their way, that they will meet us with us. Lord, we thank you this morning. We bless you, God, for a time like this. Thank you, Abba Father, for this time that you have set aside for us to meet with you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We magnify your wonderful name. Lord, your ways are perfect. All your ways are just. And your word is undefiled. So that it is an incorruptible seed. Lord, we pray that as the word is coming, Lord God Almighty, that our vessel, our womb, Lord, the souls that have seated before you, O God, Lord, that we might receive the capacity, Lord, to nurture, to receive, and to reproduce. Lord, for you created the soul with such an ability to reproduce, to procreate. Lord, we pray that as the word comes, O God, that every soul will be in a position to receive. Lord, we bind the spirit of sterility. Lord, no soul will be sterile amongst us in the name of Jesus. Lord, that, oh God, the word that is going to come will produce fruit. For we have come to a time, Lord, when, oh God, Father, Lord, things are running parallel. And we believe also that on our own side, we should also be increasing. Because we see the Pentecostal realm. Lord, oh God, the word they have received, the gospel of the belly, Lord, which they have received, they are working with every energy and ounce of blood they have. And it's yielding so much for them. So we know that if also we pursue, Lord, this gospel that you have given to us, Lord, because it is a time of reproduction, it's a time of fruitfulness, Lord, we also stand a chance of being fruitful in the knowledge that you have given to us. Amen. Lord, we pray that this ability will come to us today.
Amen.
Lord, if it be by revelation, if it be by divine encounter, Lord, make it real to us in the name of Jesus. We exalt you. We rebuke the spirit of religion. We rebuke every spirit that says, let us come to here. Lord, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We pray that, Lord God, you will be amongst us. Lord, that your God that stay here will be real with you. Lord, we will mean business with you. And I will come with a desperation. Lord, oh God, to be able to accomplish that which you have written in the heavens concerning the people as us. Lord, for we have received the gospel of the salvation of our soul. And that, oh God, we must achieve in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Our hearts are glad because we hear and we know that when it is a time of the blowing of trumpets, then it is a time of activity. It's a time, oh God, of operations to take place. So we thank you, oh God, Father. Lord, for we know that when the trumpets are blown, Lord, either they want to move camp, or either, oh God, they are preparing for war, or, oh Lord God Almighty, something, oh God, spectacular, oh God, needs to happen. So we pray that as the trumpets will begin to blow today, Lord, that, oh God, there be, oh God, Father, Lord, actions. There be, oh God, Father, oh God, shaking. There shall be movements in the heavens of our soul, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, that we begin to see, oh God, in no distant time, Lord, the change that accompanies this world that is coming today. Thank you, Abba, Father, for you are coming to change us, Lord, oh God, into that divine nature that you have promised us. We receive it today. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the opportunity.